Ich schüsse Abi Mori, Ibi Morossi. Ich will auf Schubekan. First, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I'd like to thank my wife for opening up for a humble abode. I ordered pizza and she did the rest. It was very nice, very impressive. I'll give you more time, I'm sure, but very nice.
Couldn't be better.
No, it was beautiful, beautiful. Very nice. The site of Chanukah. Basically, Lohidus Lahalot. My father started off the dancing, Toby Lohidus Lahashem. Then he just got caught up in the old dance, I'm not sure. But somehow, there's a lot of laughter here and everything. That's all, yeah. What are you giving Shrapwood up for? What are you saying thanks for? So when Osha starts off with Gemara Shabbos and the Chabbalah, you know what it says, that basically the Mikdash, the Yevon came, the Mekamet, came by Yisrael, the Hashnoim, they found a Pach Shemen.
That's where he started.
And they found a Pach Shemen. With a seymour of the Kohen Gadol, and all the past was the last one, the last of the meetings. That was the nice. So we're celebrating one idea, the Hitch Lahal, for what? The nice of the Pach Shemen. Another concept we see is in the Alam Nisim, does not mention the idea of Pach Shemen, but the idea that the Rabbim was the Matim, the Chloshim beat the Gibarim over here, the idea of the Mulchavel. So it seems on the simple level, the Hodges Lahal Lishmach, the giving to Hashem, is either the idea of the Pach Shemen, the nation of the Shemen, the last 8 days, or the idea of the Melchama, that the Gibarim looked after the Chaloshim. Think about it, but not really make too much sense. The idea that we have a Pach Shemen, that Nisim happened to Klai Yisrael, over the years, we always had numerous Nisim that happened. The mission of us, the Parakeh, brings down that there were 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. We go to the Beit HaTvoch in the slaughterhouse, there are no flies there. The Kiddush, there are any slaughterhouse, tons of flies, no flies. It would rain by the Beit HaMikdash, that the Mizbeach over there, the Osher went straight off. But we're not either put out over here the Eish on top of the Mizbeach, another Eish the mission says, or the wind would not blow, the Osher going from side to side. These are open Nisim. Even more, Kleisel, Oily Regal, the Udum Mitsukim, they were standing by the Beis HaMikdash, Mamish body to body. When it comes to Badaram, we call them the last base, even had the Dal Amas. Think about hundreds of thousands of people could be there, body to body, until everyone gets a Dal Amas. That's a massive nice. Where is the celebration for that? It's a pelvic nice that we do not seem to have these Nisim that we celebrate. So the idea that Nisim happened, it's a wonderful thing. We don't seem to celebrate Nisim in and of itself. The idea of the Melchoma, to say we're celebrating that concept. Also over the generations, we also see the idea that sometimes the weak can't beat the mighty. Whether we have in the Torah, we have the 4 Malachim versus the 5 Malachim, the 4 beat the 5 Malachim. If you want the 6-day war, no over here will say that we're going to celebrate and make Nisim out of it, and make a whole celebration out of it. These things nice do happen. Read any history, it happens. So the concept to say they're making Lahoidis Lahalo for either Pach Shemen or Mechomo is a little bit, has to be dwelled into deeper, actually more than that. In Chanukah, the Olam likes asking a question, the Bach starts off, not just Chanukah, why are Chanukah celebrating different than Purim? From the Iker day of Purim is the Mishnah of Simcha, celebrating the Gof. The Iker Yisrael of Chanukah is Lahoidis Lahalal. No, Vaito. There are Masib over here, Chabot says no point, then we'll be down into Indian, Lucas Mizbeah, but that's not the main Yisrael of Chanukah. The main Yisrael is Lahoidis Lahalal. So why is there seemingly a contrast of Purim versus Chanukah? It's no Vaxen, very simple. The reason why, because what happened by Purim? They were ate by the suit of Achashverus. They ate over there, they were very well with the Guf. Therefore they got punished, and they should be destroyed out by the Guf. Therefore, that we moist nefesh with the guf. Esther said you have to fast 3 days. Therefore, the simcha is with the guf. Mishtu is simcha. Mashenkin Chanukah says the Bach. What was the chait? The chait is rashu ba'avoidah. They were lazy in doing the avoidah in the Beis HaMikdash. This was the einush. The einush, the avoidah, that was the Beis HaMikdash. Was the tomin, the menorah. What was the tikkun? The chashmonoim, who are the ones, the kahanim, who are for the Beis HaMikdash, had to fight and waste nefesh for the avoidah. And therefore, the nace happened by the menorah through the avoidah. And therefore, Chanukah, we celebrate with the avoidah, lohidus lahavu. So again, the Purim, the whole stages went from the idea of from Guf, the Chait was with the Guf, and the Einish was the Guf, the Tikkun was the Guf, we saw by the Guf, and Chanukah, Hagard, Chanukah, they said it was the Avodah, that was the Avero, that was the punishment, that's the Tikkun, that's what we celebrate the Avodah. So we have the side of Chanukah, what's the concept? Avodah. Avodah. Another concept we see in Chanukah is that we say in Alanisim, Kim Livon, Livonim, they want Lashkichim Torah Sechel, they want the story of Torah. Everyone knows the basic argument with us, with Livonim, the Greeks, was what is the point of life? Is it the physical? Is it the gladiators? The stadiums? Is it the Gashmias? Is it the Ruchnias? The omnipresent, the higher level over here? It was Torah versus our Chachmas, the Torah versus Chachmas, you want Lashkichim Torah Sechel. And what happened? The Zaydim was the Iskei Sarah Sechel, we say in Alanisim. It was the Iskei in Torah. The Rabbi asked why the Iskei Sarah Sechel should have been Stam Dol, the Redaktikim, the Mokim, the Mitzvahs. No, the Holy Spirit was the Iskei who sweat, who palpable the Torah, those are the ones who beat out the concept of the Ivanis. That means the Yisrael of Chanukah is a concept of Torah. We have one idea of the concept of Chanukah's Avodah, second thing is Torah. The third thing, the Mokavom Zilchas Chanukah starts off. The minig of the Orin, Wanim, is to go around and collect stocko. On the Chanukah. He quotes a Chanukah Tabayis. He gives stocko to Chanukah. Look in the Chanukah Tabayis, he says, why? Sounds like something that Rabbi Moshe over here would say over. That in Chanukah, in the Atbash, that Atbash Al was tough, based on Shin and Gimel Teresh, the Atbash Chanukah is the easiest. Samach Tes paid Lamed Tzadik. That's Gematria 269, which is a Gematria Soit Stoko. And it works out. Soit Stoko. So, therefore, said the Chanukah Zabayas, there's a Chiv on Chanukah, there's a Chiv on Chanukah to go give Stoko, cause Chanukah in Apash, in the Gematria, is Soit Stoko, because Stoko always gives a Soit in Italy. Therefore, we have to give Stoko in Chanukah. The Mokavam is bringing down a lot of Maisa, which Shmuel brings down, but he brings down. He said in Chanukah, it's Toko. Therefore, the Prim Gadol starts off, what is Chanukah? He brings down these ideas over here. It's Torah, it's Avodah, and Toko is Gnus Chasodim. Three ideas over here is what Chanukah, that we're giving L'chuitz L'halo, is not just the Bach Shemin, not just the Melchom, but what does that represent? What are we celebrating over here? True, the Nisim happened, but the celebration is the Holy Habits. The celebration over here is Torah of Avodah v'Gmilas Chasodim. Therefore, the Prim Gadol, when he brings this down, says, "Bnei Zeh Onum Chayovim Bnei Chanukah Lil Mei Torah." We have to learn Torah in Chanukah. We want not the Avodah. Don't stay off. Also, Avodah believes with Tefillah by Dov. And Gmilas Chasodim v'Momam Gov. The theme of Chanukah to Torah of Avodah Gmilas Chasodim. Now, you could ask that the Elul over here seems to be focusing more on Torah. The other room that's focused more on Chesed, we don't seem to be Isaac and everything together. We're more focusing on Torah. They don't seem to learn Torah than Oshin. They're more focusing on Chesed. Avoid the Tefillah can argue who Isaac's more, which one. So we should be Isaac really in all three together. How's that working over here? That we have to be Isaac and Torah, avoid the Tefillah Sasodim. Where is that aspect that comes out in the play of life? So ask another question again to Chanukah, why are you laying outside? The fire's in the nice. That's out the chazanish, but we also like, I make downstairs, I like to open my downstairs. Yes. That's a chazanish, a lot of 100%. And if I only would light one, I would light only downstairs outside. Now, come to the fire's in the nest. the idea of Purim is also to the fires of the nest. And what do you do? We go to shul, we lay the Megillah. So let's all go to shul and light the menorah. Why don't we all go to shul and light the menorah? That'd be a great piersim. We'll be in my flakes, everyone lighting all together, everyone do. So that's piersim of the nest. Everyone lighting the house. If you really think about it, why lighting at this man? Because if everyone comes home, well, everyone and Hanukkah has to be home early to light on this man. So who exactly is walking in the street? Stop more, stop a kasha. The kasha doesn't really work out.
I think maybe it could be that's why they have Hanukkah parties, because the people have to run to the Hanukkah parties, we'll see the neighbors afterwards.
So they point out the sort of Hanukkah is that the Machayiv, the Torah, where they build Hasodim, is on the bayis. Not just the fires in the nest. The whole Yisrael of Hanukkah, the Mahal, is the idea of the bayis. That means, what is a bayis? Their issue based on. That's what the bayis is. What's a bayis? We have a husband and a wife. This is Zoyer, the Pashal Lefakal, Open Tzadik Aleph writes that when a person gets married, the Neshama, the person they're married to, their Neshama is not really two different people getting married. The essence is one Neshama. One good from here. That means the husband has part of it, each has the other part. Together, they're one Neshama. Not like the Goyim says to death do apart. We're in the boy, you guys are always together. This is it. This is Yistos. We're in the boy. That's what Isha. So I'm myself, a one person, why separate the two? So the Goyim says very simple. Because we have to Shirokim, we have to go do our life. If one has to go to the base medrash and the wife is part of her, they'll come along, attached to the person in the back and come along. You have to separate the two. So it's very one process. So in essence, we are one person, one's the right arm, one's the left arm, obviously which one's which, who's the left, who's the righty. But the Maisa, we have one unit over here, Ner Ishu Beisai. The state of here, Chanukah, Lovich, La'alu, is what to recognize the Hashem and the Mechomo is the concept of the Torah, what it means, Chasodim, and we do it hand in hand, part and parcel, one with another. Ner Ishu Beisai, together, that's the focal point Chazal wants in the house. When we have this all together as a unit of one, and together, that's the concept of here of Chanukah. So in essence, what is the son of Chanukah? Chanukah is lachlidus lahalva. For what? The idea that Hashem and the Chomer to celebrate the concept of Asher Avodah Gnus Hasodom, the concept of the Yehadis, and that actually Zerch Ner Tishu Beisai, the Zerch that has this concept of everyone in their house, Asher Avodah Gnus Hasodom. Thank you.
Show off your wife. La la.